And I think that there's something both interesting and captivating about that, but also kind of distressing when we're seeing more people that kind of take kind of like these horrific characters and their actions like at a fa like face value and like embrace it. Like I don't know, like it's a lot to think about, and it's something I definitely like and definitely I definitely like wonder about too. And like I also as like as a film buff yourself, I'm kind of curious. I think you might have like teased something like that, but you've done music, you've done visual art, you've done written art, written pieces. I'm kind of curious, are we going to see like film or maybe even some form of like new media in the future? Because I've spoken a lot, I've studied a lot on like the advent of new media, of AI, of augmented reality as well, of gaming. And I don't know, I'm curious, is that something that like I mean, you mentioned AI, but like, this is something that interests you, like specifically, like certain aspects of it, like.
Film is definitely probably the most powerful besides music, which is almost purely an affective realm of emotion, but you can combine the narrative realm. I think it's almost easier. Like I almost was afraid to like try and confront the existential dimensions of a purely instrumental work without its lyrics, but film, the main thing, like it's each medium has its strength, and film definitely has its power is in just how I think a film has the most powerful story. You don't get as much interiority or to explore intellectually as much as a novel maybe, but film is so powerful just on an emotional level. And there's also this element of time. The thing about music is you can put it on in the background. Film is meant to be front and, I mean, optimally,
No.
you are paying attention to the music, you're reading the lyrics along, you're thinking about it. But music, or sorry, film, like that is meant to be front and center in your attention. And I've always thought of artists, or not always, but recently, as the sort of existential alchemy, where there's this transformation either through rejection of certain parts or acceptance, and how I wrote in the story, I think it was Go for a Punch, about a character who's trying to go towards this unnameable thing.
That
And
was
I
like
think it was the story Go for a Punch,
yeah, that
the
one
story.
was the like the hidden, I think, like, kind of like
Lost
almost like a
Medium.
piece of outsider art, yes, like a hidden unreleased anime, or am I getting that mixed up?
Yeah, it's about the unreleased anime. It is inspired by a real or a hoax, a real hoax, a hoax that
Yes.
actually happened. And that actually, Go for a Punch was something that I really wanted to exist. That's why I wrote it, because I thought there is some sort of answer here that I need. And I think it's the nature of desire and existence where, we are based on, our building blocks are based on language. Language is sort of an infinite chain of signifiers. I'm trying to simplify. This is a really simplified version of post-structuralism, but basically,
A little bit on it, so all right, that's okay.
there's a chain of words. Words connect to other words in associations, but that it's never ending. There's no central signifier that everything ties back to.
It's like an endless chain of associations, but when those associations kind of like lapse onto each other, it can be hard to find like the point of origin, is kind of like my means of interpretation. Like I think that like post-structuralism, or like the idea of like postmodernism, post in a philosophical concept, is I think denying, I think it's like denying the foundations, or maybe sidestepping them, of thought, and kind of like building your own meanings. And as an outsider artist, as someone who is engaged in both media of past and present, I I can definitely understand like how that is such an important topic for
Yeah.
you to for you to contemplate.
Yeah, and I think it's sort of, artists are really satisfied just, oh, like some people for the, it's like, but it's like a big ego legacy thing usually. Oh, like, oh, I'm done here, or because they don't want to die with unfinished projects. But I think every artist, or at least many of them, would like to go on forever because they're, it's like there's no great existential work you can create, but that's kind of like this idea in my head. Like kind of like a great alchemical work, some great work of transformation that I don't think is really possible because it's just being human. There's always some form of disappointment. Like that's actually what the Buddhists say. It's not life is suffering. I'm not sitting down on the couch reading something and screaming because life is so painful, but there's always some sort of disappointment. Maybe a book, comic, poet, film doesn't live up to my expectations. Or, I won't. You want to eat food and it's not as good. There's always some sort of form of disappointment, some desire that is never fully realized.
Yeah, I think look, I could talk with you for hours, my friend. Like this has been honestly one of the most thought-provoking, engaging interviews I've ever done for the station, and I really hope that listeners would get something interesting out of it. But my timer is running out, so would you like to kind of like plug your music, plug your work, and maybe like tease future projects?
I am under Elijah Raw on Bandcamp. If you like something really experimental, The Dead Womb Where It Is Cold and Dark is the place to go. Myelin Sheath is also pretty experimental, but it's like
Honestly, I think that
a
might be your
little bit.
best from what I've heard.
Yeah,
Like, I really enjoyed it.
I used to think it was my best. I do think that it's a little bit, or The Dead Womb might also beat up there, but it is very much inspired by Angel Guts Red Classroom.
It's another one I need to
And
see,
also
like, and also Jushu, which we didn't, I'm surprised we didn't mention, but I mean, kind of alluded to earlier with the
I'm
weird
also
art.
Elijah Raw on itch.io. It's just elijahraw.itch.io. I think my best story collection is Billy Barry Block. That's like the best place
Entitled,
to.
sorry, I can attest. It's great stuff. All right. Thank you so much, Elijah. Pleasure
You
speaking
for
with
having me
you.
on.
And this has been William Hofsing with CJSF 90.1, speaking with Elijah Ra. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
So I'll just do a quick intro and
Okay.
then we can just get right into it.
Okay,
Okay,
cool.
cool. This is a Studio 6 live session with Rude Nala. Welcome to Studio 6.
What's up? What's up? What's good?
Do you want to introduce yourselves and then we can get right into your first track?
Okay, yeah. What's up? My name is Rude Nala. I'm an upcoming artist out of Vancouver.
I'm DJ Kai. I'm Rude Nala's DJ.
Know what it is.
Sweet, let's do it.
Let me tell you something. Hold up, and let me tell you something.
Like dizziness,
like dizziness.
control of me. I probably tell you, tell me why it's so funny. A lot of things that I went through. Once when I say that I ain't playing, I really got you. All these girls, they act the same, wanna be natural. Keep it solid, keep it straight like a statue, yeah. From my shit, I stay in real, keep it gangsta. Shit talking, she in real, she a faker. Them niggas tryna act close, but they strangers. Fuck with me and he might put you in danger, yeah. And even when I think about it, I still don't really want to, yeah. And I know that I keep it player, but I still wanna come. Like, I can't tell what it is, what you got. This feeling got me pacing back and forth in my head. This dizziness, this feeling got me wasted. I can't tell what it is, what it is, what you got. This feeling got me pacing back and forth in my head. Like dizziness, this feeling got me wasted. And all you stacking up that cash on the low. And all you can't bring your friends, I don't know. On my pants, they be scoping. Your vision blurry like a camera, I stay focused. You wanna spend it all on me, wanna blow it. That cash ain't looking tall, that shit short. You gotta step past it, tell me I'm a sort. You want me at that front seat, round, round with that fork. My lifestyle be getting crazier. Asking, do you get that picture? I got the frame for ya. I'm a boss, so I'm not about to change for ya. If you listen, baby, I could put some game on ya. Too late, I'm gone. I'm falling, that cup I'm pouring. My phone, they blowing. On hood, I get it. That sauce, spaghetti. Cross me, won't let them. That guap, I get it, yeah. I'm just digging to that chase. Walk into the room like I'm the man with the plan. These niggas salty cause they got a stick to the hand. Get into that shit, I'm tryna get to the band. Yeah, I be stacking up that cash on the low. And know you can't bring your friends, I don't know. And nigga, I ain't show my plans, they be scoping. Your vision blurry like a camera, I stay focused. You wanna spend it all on me, wanna blow it. That cash ain't looking tall, that shit short. You got a stack, pass it to me, I'm a sort. You want me in that front seat, round, round with that fork. Yeah, tell that hoe to get her bands up. When I'm in that closet, throw your hands up, yeah. Ain't the money calling, I won't answer, yeah. Taking your bitch, man, she throw a tantrum, yeah. Ready for it, take patience. Yeah, I got the right remedy like I got patience. I got that spicy before and then it's blazing. Dog bout to cop me a rip, look like a spaceship. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm the lion of the pack. Pull up with a dicky, bout that stick in the stack. Get my pockets fit, I'm bout to get to the bag. Whole team getting to that rich from that red. Yeah, I don't know, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Right into your next one? Or is that two?
No, that was two.
That's two.
Yeah.
Sorry, we'll just edit this out.
All right.
Rudinella live from Studio 6.
Yeah.
Amazing. Good. Thanks for coming in again to do this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've described your work as a celebration of femininity within the traditionally male-dominated hip-hop rap scene. Has that been a challenge for you?
It's definitely been a challenge for me. It's kind of been a rude awakening, you know what I mean? I feel like every industry is mostly male dominated, but with music and stuff, it's like, I feel like just now more and more women are starting to like come out and come up and become like their own bosses. So like, this is like the time for female artists, which is really dope. It's been a challenge, but like also it's a blessing in some ways. So.
Right. And it's important to do, right?
Yeah, it's very important. It's really important.
Do you want to get into the next song from here?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Can you tell me anything about this one?
This one is actually, I made it quite a long time ago. It's, again, on like some boss energy, like some female boss energy. Yeah. So it's pretty much just saying like, I'm the big dog, like, I'm a big boss, like, I'm not mediocre, like, I'm not just like, you know, I'm where everyone's at, too. You know, I'm on everybody else's level. Like, it's not saying I'm higher than anyone, but, you know, it's saying I'm on y'all level. Like, I'm a big boss. I'm a big dog. All right, let's get it. Yeah.
body with her. Ran up a check just so I could get gone. Whole lot of cats, nigga, I'm a big dog. I tell him bring that rain just so that I get pissed off. Yeah, and why she doing that lip talk? Now make that ass clap if you tryna get guap. See a whole lot of green, hit the gas, no piss. Step on my toes, get the clap, a nigga like a flip. And y'all keep playing, stay in your corner, you can't hang it. I'm catching flights that they get carried like a reindeer. And I ain't playing now cause I'm just getting started. No, this ain't no game, you waste my time, you get the party. Too much running through my head at once, it's crazy. Nigga, hit me up, I ain't coming, I'm lazy. But when it come down to that money, don't keep it waiting. That ice capping, it ain't froze, so how you skating, yeah. Time you wasted, spent, I'm in my bag and now I'm running. Shit, they passed me the baton, I had a sprint, I had a run that. Ain't no pussy, I'm a dog and I don't play that. Jump to a conclusion like a frog, boy, you say that it's okay there, yeah. I stay on bottle with tar. Ran up a check just so I could get gone. Whole lot of cats, nigga, I'm that big dog. I tell him ring that ring just so that I get pissed off. Yeah, and why she doing that lip talk? Now make that ass clap if you tryna get guap. See a whole lot of green, hit the gas, no piss. Step on my toes, get to clapping, nigga. Yeah, I'm looking side to side and these niggas tryna slide. He said I'm flexing on him, but my confidence ain't pride. Nah, I was never messing with you to begin with. Keep it real, no matter what they say, I'ma win. Now that I'm getting this attention, you ain't really with attention. I'm getting all these eyes, they ain't attention. So listen, soon as I get the guap, I'm missing. He say he want that action, but we ain't never gon' kick it, nah. Yeah, yeah, we ain't never gon' kick it. Yeah.
Right. Rudinella, amazing. Studio Thank Six. You mentioned earlier you're from here. You're from Vancouver.
Yeah.
You actually grew up right here in Burnaby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if you can walk us through like your experience of Vancouver's hip hop scene, because it seems like it has grown over the last few years and has changed from what it used to be.
Yeah, it definitely has. I feel like over these last few years especially, it's been growing, like the hip-hop scene in general. When I grew up, I guess, kind of, I grew up on hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Like, my siblings and stuff, they, like, everybody that I grew up with, we all listen to hip-hop. But outside of, like, our community, there was really much in terms of that. So, definitely I'm seeing a lot more people listening to hip-hop artists, even just like a lot more artists coming up, like so many more than like I've ever seen. So that's pretty cool,
right? Because you know, I can only imagine that like growing up listening to hip-hop, you probably weren't listening to a ton of like local hip-hop artists.
No, yeah. I was brought up on a lot of like old school West Coast music, like Pac, Corrupt, Warren G, like mm-hmm. a lot of West Coast stuff. So it's cool seeing like Vancouver turn into like the Northwest. So like we're still West Coast, but like we have our whole own area that needs to, we don't really have like a name or like a scene here or like a sound yet. So it's cool seeing everybody work towards that.
Yeah. Well, and that's sort of what I wanted to get at is like, do you see that becoming a thing? Like, do you see scene as being able to produce that level of like,
yeah, for sure. Like, people already call us Hollywood North because of like the movies and stuff, TV shows that are being filmed here. Like, there's so much going on, and so I just see it growing. And like in terms of music and stuff like that, I just feel like it'll definitely, it's like it's already growing right now, so in the next few years, it's definitely someone from here is going to pop off, and then we're going to have our own sound, we're going to have our own name, we're going to be just like Toronto pretty much. But yeah, we're getting to that point, so it's cool.
Yeah, excited for it when it happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Let's get into your next track.
All right, cool.
Bring the whole team with me, we be ballin'. Tell my mama I'ma cop a new Range Rover.
flow. Everybody searching for that four-leaf clove. I be cooking bangers like an oven, and you know I'm super bad, McLovin. I pray to God now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fence, been impressing like a nexus. I want the paper plane, but I'm never gon' fold. These niggas, they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. I pray to God now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fast lane, I'm passing like a nexus. I want the paper plane, no, I'm never gon' fold. These niggas, they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. God's plan, I've been working on the low, I'm about to bed. Now I'm getting to the low, fuck a friend. Had this shit just for show, gotta think of how come they not lit anymore. I'ma kick through the door, come through. I was made for the top, nigga, like a sunroof. Go forth, count it up for me, 2 plus 2. And I'm seeing fuck the club, I be hitting the booth. Keep on me on like they playing the news. Nigga, I'm like, nigga, try, you think I came from them? I've been working hard, putting my heart in. Pave the way, I'm about to make up for the hardships. Tell my pops, tell my buying all the land that they own. Be the one to change their life, seem like you ain't in. No new day, new day, I ain't get lost in. The lifestyle, this money, it be costing. I pray to God, now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fast lane, I'm passing like a nexus. I want the paper plane, but I'm never gone. These niggas, they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. I pray to God, now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fast lane, I'm passing like a nexus. I want that paper plane, but I'm never gone. These niggas, they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. Yeah.
Right, Rudnala, Studio 6, killing it. You put out your most recent EP, Rudeness, earlier this year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, from my experience with it, there's like a step up from your previous project. You put in the work or whatever it was. What let you take that step between projects?
Everything just went up, like my level of production. The studio, the mixing, the mastering, like everything just went up. Like I was brought with a lot of really dope opportunities to make good music and to make like industry standard music. So as soon as like I got that connect, I was just in the studio every single day trying to perfect my sound. And I was just focused, like really, really focused. And at the time, I wasn't trying to listen to like anybody else's music because I was really trying to find my sound. And like, it's kind of been a journey. So from the last 2 projects or whatever, that was still kind of me like getting comfortable with it. But now it's just like, okay, I know I found with that last song, Adapt, it was off Rude Awakening. I kind of found my sound. And so this new tape was just about, or the EP, sorry, it was just about perfecting that. And I feel like I did a pretty good job. And now it's like taking it to the next level. I keep saying like I found my sound, but it changes every time I make a new song.
Well, that's what keeps it really does. Interesting. Right?
Yeah, so like, but like now I'm definitely comfortable on the mic. I know what kind of beats I want. Like, I'm just confident in my voice, I guess, with everything, my music, so.
And with that in mind, what's next for you?
A lot of big things. I mean, like, I think now it's about taking it elsewhere. So, like, I'm based in Vancouver, but I'm trying to just, like, go to other cities, do shows, do pop-up shops, and, like, everything like that. So, it's just taking it to the next level outside of Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So, just reaching out to new people, new cities, and everything like that. So, that would be the next step.
Great. And where can people find you on the internet or wherever?
All my music is out on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. But social media, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So you guys can find me anywhere. Just search up Rudnala. You can go to Google and just search up.
Yeah, that
everything's
works.
There. Yeah, just go to Google. Yeah. Search up Rudnala. Yeah, everything's there.
I saw you did a YouTube lyric video breakdown.
Oh, yeah. That was just for fun. Like, that was just me and Lil, my cousin, but she's also kind of like my left hand, you know, my right hand. I don't know, left, right, whatever. The other hand. We just be messing around. So we started a vlog. We're going to be doing a lot more videos, fun videos like that. So look out for that.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming and doing this.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. That was
thank it. Yeah.
Cool. That's it.
That's it. All right. Bye, y'all. Stay popping. Rudeness. More life, more rudeness.
Awesome.
That's it.
That's great. Yeah.
That was really short.
Yeah, it flew by. How long was that?
That was like 17 minutes.
Well,
17 minutes.
It's a short one, I guess.
Pretty sure.
That's cool.
How was it?
It's great.
What do you guys think? I don't know. It's kind of frustrating.
Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. Out loud like you do. And no.